This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Two and six Jets lose to the New England Patriots yesterday. A horrible regular season loss that probably ends this Aaron Rodgers tenure. I mean, as far as them being a good football team and ever doing anything. And Aaron Rodgers came here. He said, man, that Super Bowl, that Lombardi from Super Bowl III looks pretty lonely. Yeah, well, it's going to remain pretty lonely for a long, long time.
Oh, boy.
All right. CeeLo is here. I haven't seen CeeLo in a very long time. Wasn't sure if he finally quit. But he's here with this morning with us.
Wow, good to see you too, Gio.
If he would have quit, you would have read it on X.
Yeah, he definitely would have that out there in a very passive aggressive way. Yes.
I was here last week down the hall, and I saw Gio during a break. He's like, "I haven't seen you around. Like, you guys haven't taken any time off." And then I go in with BT and Sal at noon to do an update, and Sal's like, "Forgot you still worked here." I'm like, "Oh, yeah. That's nice."
Well, it's true. I mean,
well, out of sight, out of mind.
Basically,
you guys act as if that's like within my control, you know? Like, I've been protesting working here or something.
Well, yeah. I didn't say anything on X, so I think you're good.
Yeah, right.
I figured you just, you know, just hadn't been around in a while.
Yeah, well, that's why I always say, Tuesday after Labor Day, I'll see you at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We didn't quite make it to Thanksgiving, but it's almost November, so.
In this time that you were away from WFAN, it looks like you have joined the Navy.
I considered
the high and tight CeeLo cut right.
Yeah, I had to clean up a bit of a malfunction at the haircut place last week.
You know, I just got to say, like, why Jerry's not here for what reason?
Cowboys late last night.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. I mean, I got to pull a Gerard Mayo. What is he, soft?
Hey, I'm glad that CeeLo's here. I'm happy.
Right, yeah. So you guys can...
No, I'm happy you're here, too.
Are you, though? I don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean, no, it's great. It's great to see you.
Yeah.
Did you consider going full shave with the hair?
No, because it not this time of year. The television aspect, my wife is not a big fan of that look as well, so...
So you actually were doing things yourself to
own
hair.
So, yeah, I actually went... Got the haircut last Saturday. It was a disaster. I didn't have time to get it fixed because I was working. Shocker. Went and did television that night.
Yeah.
So bad to the point where BT called me out on it last week when I saw him. I'm driving home from it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I stopped at the 24-hour CVS to get the clippers to try and clean it up a little bit. So picture how bad it must have been if this is what it looks like now.
Well, I mean, that looks good.
Yeah.
Who cut
your hair?
It's pretty bad. Someone who did not cut my hair at the place I go to. Because again, I had a very small time window. So I showed up thinking I'd be good to go. I got there. The place was packed. So I had to take the first available person, and she was not inspiring confidence from the start.
Yeah.
And I wasn't about to stick around and have her make it worse. I had to get back and, you know, I was on the clock.
Sort of the Jeff Ulbrich of hairdressers, right?
Right, yeah.
Forced into a situation that you probably shouldn't be
in. Do you have a photo of how bad it was?
Not on me, but if you were watching SNY last Saturday night, you would have got a pretty good... You could ask BT when he gets in here today. He can break it down for you.
All right, CeeLo, let's get to the update here. What do you got?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. So 3rd and 10 from the Jets' 43-yard line for the Patriots. 1:29 to play. Jets are up 5, are in Foxborough, and the defense is in position to close out a much-needed win.
Third down. Here they come. Free blitzer. Brissett somehow gets it out cleanly and completes inside the 10. Booty atoning for what has been a rough outing for him. How did Brissett get it off cleanly in the face of heavy pressure?
Well, he did. Spiro Dedis on CBS.
Same old Jets.
Sauce Gardner all turned around on that play, and the Pats come down the field and stuff it in the end zone with Ramondre Stevenson's second rushing touchdown of the game. They get the two-pointer as well, which is 22 seconds left, and New England stuns the Jets 25-22, sending Jeff Olbrich's team to its fifth straight loss. They're now 2-6, and he was asked what his message was to the guys in the locker room.
This is a moment of darkness, and we understand that the outside world is going to get really loud right now, but the only thing I know in life is that when it gets dark and it gets hard, that you work and you point the finger at yourself and you look inward and you figure out, what can I do better?
So, moment of darkness.
I mean, honestly, the moment of darkness is one thing, but the comments after that, he has nothing else to say but that. And it's really unfortunate for him that it's turned this way, but, you know, he's going to try to fight it. He was a former player. He's been was a very successful player. Actually, was one of the stars of Hard Knocks 2 years ago. Yep. The in-season Hard Knocks that they had. And there's a major disconnect again. And even though Aaron Rodgers threw for two touchdowns yesterday, there's just some sort of disconnect with their offense and him. I don't know what it is to have these timeouts, to basically run out of time and take a penalty on a two-point conversion. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me.
And look, I get some of them. They're probably the plays coming in late, they're breaking the huddle late. But there are instances where the play clock's running down and it's like Aaron has no awareness of that.
That's what it feels like to me. And that's inexcusable, because he should be able to control the flow of a game. And he knows how the game gets called and how they spot the ball very quickly, especially after a long play, if there's a long play down the field. Now, a little secret, I will just say this, in 1997, we had a lot of long plays, and I would, after a long play, I would go running down the field and get the lineman to come running down the field with me, and we figured out how to do a substitution change on the fly. And this way, we always caught the defense off guard. And I don't know why they don't do more of that kind of stuff with him. He should be, you can't throw anything at him that he hasn't seen. He should be able to handle everything. This kind of crap should not be happening.
It's very strange.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Hard to figure. So Olbrich hits you with the moment of darkness there. Perfect setup for the media, in this case, Rich Cimini, when Aaron Rodgers finally comes to the podium.
Call this a moment of darkness for this team. Is that how you see it? And how do you get out of it? I mean, because You could just stay in the darkness as well.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there, make peace with it.
Got to make peace with the darkness.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, Rich Zimini, it's Halloween this week, right?
Yeah.
If I were him on Thursday night, I would show up as the Prince of Darkness. And it's Halloween.
He's
costume.
Overseen it all, hasn't he?
He has seen it all. Yes, that poor guy has been hit over the head with the idiot stick for like 30 years now.
All right, so we got the defense giving it up late. You had the special teams issues from Greg Zuerlein to the Thomas Morstead laces in hold to the big punt return allowed. And then the offense, we talked about the clock management, the timeouts, delay of game, not having the two-point conversion play ready to go after the go-ahead score. Here's Rodgers on his unit's responsibility.
Offensively, our goal has just got to be score 30. Doesn't matter what the other two sides are doing. You know, we have trust in our defense and teams. But if we're not scoring 30, we're underachieving. This offense can do that every single week.
Garrett Wilson had a good game, over 100 yards receiving, but a quiet day for Devontae Adams. Breece Hall, 80 yards rushing, but it was critical of himself afterwards. Basically, said he alone was responsible for the loss. I'm not sure what that was about. Maybe one blitz pickup where he missed. I don't know exactly what he was getting at there.
How about this? The last time the Jets swept the Patriots, okay? The Jets had more Lombardi trophies than the Patriots did. So it was in 2000 was the last time that that was the case.
First year of Belichick, I think, right?
Right. And then since that time, it's been an absolute...
Avalanche
of losses. And, you know, I guess when Rex Ryan was here, there was some pizzazz and some juice with the team because of his personality and his antics. But, you know, I hate to go down the Joe Beningo road, but he's right.
Well, that's why he's been dusting that off. He's been going right to it, man. It's you could change the practice facility, the whole thing. I mean, and this is the greatest example of that ever in Jets history.
Well, time out, though. You know, I sat here for 3 years, 93, 94, and 95, and three different head coaches and a general manager who passed away in the middle of all of it.
No. Well, I think
what I'm saying is that the instability of the franchise is one of the biggest culprits as to the failures of the franchise.
Yeah, but the point I was making, though, as far as the you could change a practice field, you could change this, is bringing in Aaron Rodgers, building this roster, going out and getting all these stars, and for them to end up in this situation in back-to-back years and horrible, just, I mean, misfortune last year and now playing this poorly, I mean, that's his closing argument in the you could change the practice facility rant is this. Like this is like he sends the jury to deliberation after this example.
Closing argument. Yeah. And speaking of the stars they brought in last one year, you had Hassan Reddick held off the stat sheet in his Jets debut other than a couple of pressures. So he had declined to speak to the media last week. They were all alerted he'd speak Sunday after the game. And then he's finally asked the obvious question here.
Why did you decide to end the holdout when you did?
As of right now, fellas, everybody that's here, I have nothing to say as far as the holdout. The only thing that I'm worried about right now is what can I do to be better? What can I do to get myself fully up to speed?
So that takes care of that. And he was quick to reference, hey, we're playing Thursday night. It's a short week. You know, got to get ready here. So there you go. Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Welcome to the party, Hassan.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Grab yourself a beer.
They will face the Texans, who held off the Colts yesterday 23-20, improving to 6-2. But you had the Steph Diggs injury. They're evaluating him non-contact knee. So we'll see what happens there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app